Hi Microsoft developers, my name is Max Adams. There is a lot of excitement brewing around the imminent release of Visual Studio 2010 and the .NET Framework version 4.0, and rightly so, I might add, as it introduces a lot of really cool and useful tools, like abstractions to make concurrent programming or parallelism a breeze, and awesome new features in terms of C#, VB.NET, and the highly exciting, to me anyway, F#, a truly functional language. A ton of updates to well-known controls and some new ones are also being introduced, like the ASP.NET Web Charting Control. This control is set to make dashboards and charting in a browser an absolute breeze. With this Web Charting Control, intuitive and visually stunning charts for statistical or financial analysis is easy to create. Let's have a look how we can do this. First off, I'm going to create a new project in my Microsoft Visual Studio 2010. New project. And I'm going to create Visual Basic ASP.NET Web Application. We'll see that the ASP.NET web application has a bunch of stuff in it. How to welcome to ASP.NET, etc., etc. I'm going to get rid of everything that's in there and go to a split screen so I can see both my code and the design page. Put back all that stuff. And get rid of it in the designer. Okay. And I'm going to go to my toolbox. And go to the data tab. Grab a chart control, basically stick on the form. Right, I'm going to close my command window so I can see this better. Output window. Right. So there we can visually see the chart control, and here's the basic markup for it. Let's see how we can add to this markup and create some static data for it. In my series, I'm going to put a series of points. And I'm going to put an ASP data point. This access label can be product 1, and its Y values can be 1, 2, 3. Then I'm going to create 4 data points on this one. An access label equal product 2. Y value equals 456. the product 3. And one more. Right, so that's given it some data into it, into the chart. Next thing I want to put in is in the chart areas. In chart area 1, I'm going to make axis Y logarithmic. And I'll put some legends in there as well. Or just one in fact. Name it legend 1. And its title is product sales. Right, I'm going to synchronize the views. And there we have some static data. I can run the application itself. And there's my ASP.NET application with a static data chart control on it with just a little bit of markup. Let's change the markup slightly and we'll put in some 3D into the markup of this. So under the chart area, I'm going to give it area 3D style. And for instance, I'll make the rotation 10. I'll make the perspective also 10. I'm going to say enable 3D. The inclination, I'll make 15. There's right angle axis. False. The width of the wall. 0, and is it clustered? No. Now just bothering that, synchronize the views, I've got something wrong in there. Oh, of course, I've got a malformed area 3D star, something so simple. Synchronize the views, and there we have a 3D column graph. Very easy to change what type of graph it is within the markup itself. Of course, it's also very easy to change what type of chart we're dealing with. In the series over here, we can say chart type equal to any number. We could have a, for instance, a bar chart. Change into bar. I've always liked pie charts myself. Synchronize those views, and we've got a pie chart. Of course, most of you won't be statically creating this type of chart. You'll want to use some sort of data source. That's also very easy to do. Click on the chart tasks and create a new data source. Okay, so I'm going to choose my data source, the SQL data source 3. I'm going to configure the same that data source to the AdventureWorks connection string, which is to my SQL library. I'm going to create a custom SQL statement I'll use query builder. I'm going to look for a salesperson or sales. Yeah, there's a salesperson table. I'm going to select all the columns from that table. Bring them back. That's the query that is coming through fine. And change my X value member to salesperson ID and the Y value members to sales year to date. Put these other cells data. Put that to my chart. And run that. Here we have the application running, connecting to the data source on the fly with the salesman code and how much is sold. Many types of charts you can use here. The chart types, I think there's as much as 35 different types of charts that one can use. I'll go to the chart there. As I said, there are about 35 different types of charts you can use, including all sorts of 3D ones. As I've shown, you can do 3D chart areas. And there's also many types of data sources you can use. If I go to a new data source, use access databases, relational databases, entity, link for entity, link for objects, link for SQL, sitemaps, or even XML files if you're getting the data from a web service. You can also attach any type of list collection to your map programmatically. So this has been a quick lap around the new web charting control for ASP.NET in the .NET Framework 4.0. It's as simple as Pi to use and create really intuitive and great looking dashboards and ASP.NET applications. I hope it's been useful to you. My name is Max Adams, and I'll see you next time. Cheers.